Hi guys, my name's Eliza.
I'm Mina.
And
nice to meet you guys.
This is Glam and Gossip.
Where we're all glammed and we're gossiping about
we're
things. Gossiping
because we're beauty girls, girls in beauty, and we love to tell stories, our stories.
Yes.
And so we thought, what better than to bring makeup and
gossip
together.
All right, so we're gonna get straight into it. Mm-hmm. So me and Eliza have had very similar lives growing up, and I've been very open about my experiences online. Mm-hmm. But what a lot of people don't know is that, so I left my family 4 years ago. I got kicked out / disowned, whatever. A lot of people don't know this, but Eliza went through the exact same thing that I did. So take it away.
I'm gonna take it away. So you guys have seen Mina's stories, like she's talked about it pretty much in lots of detail, so
I'd be milking it.
Yeah, like go to her YouTube channel because she has her full story there. But basically, I had a similar experience, except a little bit different. My parents, I'm not sure exactly how Mina's are, but they are strict, but they're more cultural, I feel. Like, they're a lot more, they're less on the, like, religion and this and that, and very much more like girls should do this, boys should do this.
My parents are like that too. I don't think they're like that anymore, but when I was growing up, it was very like girls can do this, boys can't.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't even too much dress code. It was more like girls should not be out because it's dark, boys can be, but you can do whatever you want at home. And it was like that, I feel like, until I got into high school. And then once I was in high school, it was pretty chill. I think it was back to chill. Obviously, I still had a curfew and this and that. And so when it came to move out, I was very eager. I told my parents since I was in ninth grade, I was like, I'm moving out. And they're like, okay, perfect. Amazing, right? Like, they were on board. But I feel what they didn't realize is that I could actually pull it off.
Yeah.
So when I got into university, I was like, okay, I brought it up again. And they're like, perfect. Sounds cool. Because, like, my dad moved away. My siblings moved away. Like, it's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then COVID happened. So immediately they thought, okay, like, you don't have class, so why would you need to move out?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, fuck this. I'm doing
it.
Can
you imagine staying with them
during COVID?
No, I would lose my mind.
Dude. That's exactly what I'm thinking.
I love my family, but I can't, like, anybody. Like,
no, dude.
I'd hate their guts.
Yeah, exactly. And also, I feel like because I grew up very... I mean, I had a strict household, you know, and, like, I didn't, obviously, I have anger issues also. Which, like, okay,
we
like,
know.
Yeah,
no, I'm joking,
again,
I'm joking,
I had anger
I've
issues.
I've personally never experienced that with Eliza.
Yeah,
she's
I don't
a very
think you've
soul.
Ever given me a reason to.
Exactly.
But for me, I feel like I hold things in a lot, right? So, like, I would get into little things with my parents, and I'd be like, whatever, move on, and then I would blow up.
Mm.
And I was also, a yapper. Like, my sister needed something, I was like, I got you. Like, I came and I would yell at my parents, or like if my brothers needed something, like I was everyone's advocate. So we used to, like, I was very much like, this is what I want. Once I set my mind to it, it was gonna happen. And then, yeah, so long story short, my dad was helping me apartment hunt. This was all pre-COVID, so we're looking at apartments, we're looking at places near my school. So in my head, I'm like, okay, I'm moving out. COVID happens and they're like, scratch that, you can move out when it's over. And we all know that it was not over
for like 3 years.
Exactly. And in my head, I was like, I don't know when this is going to be over. I have to, like, I already
and
have
rental
the apartment.
Prices were so cheap.
Exactly.
Then.
They were so cheap. The first place I found was literally for like $900.
That's crazy.
Amazing. Right. And I was like, okay, this is literally exactly where I needed to be, blah, blah, blah. So what I did, where we went down a slippery slope, was I signed the lease without telling anybody. So I just went and I signed the lease.
Wait, how did they let you sign a lease though? Because you're like 18 or whatever at the time.
So I had roommates, so basically
so it's chill.
Exactly.
Okay,
so it wasn't,
I was gonna say, like, they're so strict.
There's a lot of, but I had really good credit. Okay, I was also working since I
period.
Was 15.
She's 18, has credit
exactly.
already.
I had good credit, like everyone. I also worked at the bank, so like I was in it.
Oh
my
god,
financials. Yeah, I was like set. So guys, if you want to move out, get your financials in line.
You had it way more like aligned than I did. I was working at Walmart. I had like $500 in my savings. Like, it was,
period.
Yeah, no, you had your shit together.
No, but you're brave. Because in my head, I was like, I need a plan A, B, C,
and I didn't
D.
know, but I didn't have time to make a plan.
Yes.
And like,
yeah,
it just happened. Mm-hmm. I was going to do exactly what you did when I was like 25. And then it just kind of blew up in my face, all my lies and stuff.
Yeah.
So. Anyways,
yeah, okay, we're gonna get into that. But yeah, I had everything lined up, and I was like, okay, I need a credit score, I need credit cards, this, and everything. And my parents made us very financially responsible, because it's like they were setting us up, but I feel like they loved me too much to be able to, like, physically let go of me.
Yeah.
So in idea, they were like, yeah, you can do this, you can do that. But when they're like, oh shit, like
she actually
got it. And I like I got a transfer for my work. I like tried to get a promotion, but and I ended up moving that downtown. I got into university. I signed the lease on my apartment. I had And at this point, they don't know. They don't know that I've signed the lease, but they know that I got into university.
Yeah.
I also didn't tell them because my mom was like, okay, yeah, just apply for a transfer if you get it. Because also, it's very hard to transfer into like the financial district downtown working in banking because also everything was shut down. Like COVID, there's no jobs. So she also thought, okay, like that's going to buy us some time. And I got it in like 2 weeks. So it was very much so like, they're like, what just happened? So I came home one day and I was like, okay, amazing. I'm, you know, my lease starts in a month. I switched my job and all that. And they just looked at each other like, be so serious. And then that's when shit went south.
Let's go. I'm ready to hear this.
Yeah. And so I sat down with them. Mom and dad, I love you. I'm sorry. But yeah, I sat down in front of them and I was like, okay, like, this is what's gonna happen. And I feel like what was wrong of me in that time, I was just like, I didn't ask. I was like, okay, like,
yeah, you did everything. It's happening. Behind
yeah and I told them also, because in my head I was like, you guys led me to believe that I could do this.
Yeah, because if they're touring places with you,
yeah, like helping me look at apartments, and then their whole thing was COVID, like you don't have a need to be going out. So they're like, why, just stay home, we're all home. And I kind of get it also, because like I had no reason. I just didn't physically want to be in the house, because I was like, hey, like I need to work on myself, I need to work on my
future. That is a reason though, like being independent by yourself, like I feel like that is a huge reason.
It's a huge reason. And there was a lot of obviously other things that we've gone over, but even if it wasn't a strict household, I feel like people mistake toxic household and strict household as like the same. And it was like, if it's not one thing, it's the other. So yeah, and then basically I just left. I was like, okay, bye. I packed my shit and I moved. And they were mad. They were mad. They were so angry at me for, like, a little bit. But after I, like, got settled in, I moved everything. And I didn't talk to them because I was, like, so scared. I was like, fuck, they're going to yell at me. But, like, nobody called me. I didn't get a single phone call.
For how long?
It was almost, like, a year.
That's crazy.
Like, I would call them. And my mom would be like, what do you want? Like, you know, it wasn't like, hi, how are you?
Yeah.
Are you settling in? Like, yeah, they would pick up my calls, or like they would call me if like my dad can't find something, he would call me. But like we didn't have full communication because they were so mad at me. And my dad's
Did you see them like physically in person at all?
No, I didn't see them for a year.
Damn.
Because their whole thing was, we give you so much freedom, why would you do this? Like we ask you for one thing, because they were like, I was like, I want to move out. They're like, yeah. They're like, I want to do this. Yeah. I want to do TikTok. Yeah. I want to do this. Yeah. But then the one time they're like, no. I did it anyway.
Yeah.
And that's what pissed them off. So yeah. And then after a year, I basically just like showed up
at the house. The house?
Yeah. And I was like, hi. And it was just normal. Like no one yelled at me. No one, nothing. Like they just said hi, hello, hugged. I saw my siblings and everything.
That's so funny. Cause for me, like when I reconnected with my family, it was also just like everyone was acting normal. I'm like, so you guys are acting like you haven't seen me in 4 years.
Oh my God. Four.
Yes. I was like, my little brothers didn't even go through puberty at that point. Like, when I came back, they had grown beards and everything. And everyone's acting like nothing happened.
Same.
And I'm like,
I left and my siblings were in university. And my youngest brother, he could talk, but he could only speak English. Like, he didn't even learn Urdu yet. Like, nothing. Like, he was so young. And mine was just a year. Like, I came back and
he's speaking full
speaking full sentences. My brothers are 6 feet, both of them. And I'm just like, like, what just happened? And it was so crazy because I was still talking to my other family, like my mom's sisters and stuff. They were all like, okay, like they'll get over it. But yeah, when I saw them, like my mom was just like, nothing. Like, I think they were just really happy.
Did you guys have like a conversation or anything? Like,
no,
it was like as if the year didn't happen.
As if it didn't happen. As if like, and it was weird because I'm like, before they would talk to me about curfew, but now it was like normal. Like life was just so normal, and I was waiting for someone to bring it up because I'm like, are we gonna talk about this? Like, are you gonna yell at me? But nothing.
That's crazy.
Because I think they got over it, and I think they were just happy that like they were seeing me again, because I feel like their anger lasted only so long, but then they were so mad at me for not reaching out.
Yeah.
Because they're like, you're our daughter. Like, you should have called us.
I feel like they figure out their priorities at the end of the day. It's like, I can either stay mad and not see my daughter, or like, she's here to see me. Yeah. Like, let's just be chill with each other, and then that's it.
Exactly. And I feel like it also, because like my other siblings moved out, they're like, okay, like,
do you have older siblings?
I have younger siblings.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, they moved out.
Yeah. So I have my younger brother, but he goes to Brock. Like, it was for distance, right? Like, my sister, she's in the States now. Yeah. But obviously, you can't commute. My brother's at Brock. You can't commute for that either. But I was, like, downtown. So they're like, you should, you know? But I was like, no, like, I need my independence. And I feel like my relationship with them is so much better now.
Same. I feel like I love my parents so much more now that I've, like, separated.
I will fend for my parents. Like, if my siblings say something, I'm like, shut up, like, you can't talk to her like that. Like, now I'm like their biggest supporter, and they support me so much more, and I'm like, okay, like, this was just too much all at once, all at the same
time. My cat's scratching.
It's okay. Hey!
Stop it.
Hey, Bishi, come
here. I have a spray bottle, but it's all the way over there.
Okay. Come here, Bishi. Do you want sour cream?
I definitely feel like your parents were a lot more chill than I thought they would be. Like,
they weren't when I was younger. Like, when I was younger, I got my ass whooped. But that's so normal, guys.
Yeah. Maybe. Actually, no, yeah. I've said that on the record as well. Like, we got our asses whooped.
Yes.
I feel like, though, but I think it's good, though, because when you're younger, like, the restrictions and stuff, it makes sense. But I feel like as you get older, like, I feel like they should be a little bit more.
Yeah. And I feel like that's why I had more understanding for my parents, is because when I moved out, I had so much anger towards them, and it's kind of unjustified. Like, when I would talk to my sister about it, she'd be like, why are you so negative? And it's because I was so scared of their anger and their reactions from when I was younger, because it was not a fun place to be. Like, my house was not fun.
I feel like my anger was justified. Like, I'm not like, I had this conversation with my little brother, and he was like, oh, like, how you reacted was wrong, this and that. And I'm just like, you don't know, like, how it wasn't even that I was reacting from the past and stuff. I'm like, they're doing this to me right now.
Yeah.
Like, for school, distance-wise, they didn't want me going to, like, far away for university. Or, like, moving, but not because, like, of education or anything. They're like, you need to be close to us. You're not married yet.
Yeah.
You know, can't move out until you're married.
My sister's older than me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe it's the older sibling thing.
Yeah, it's an older
sibling.
Because with my sister, like, my parents were like, you can only apply to this school and this school.
No, same. That's like, exactly what it was for me. And I remember I told my parents, I was like, I was crying, and I was like, I'll get married right now if you want me to. And my parents were super, they were strict and traditional in every single sense, except for marriage.
Yeah.
So,
which, like, thank God.
Yeah, thank God.
Thank God.
Girl, normally I feel like girls from our cultures are not.
No, and sometimes I see my DMs. They will get married off. I feel so bad because I'm like, I want to be in a position to help you, but I've literally not gone through that experience.
Yeah.
You know, like, again, also
even
like
for
religion,
me, it's too much. I'm like,
yeah, like, I know that some girls, obviously from our culture and religion, are forced to wear the hijab, are forced to da da da. And I'm like, I didn't go through that, so I can't speak on it. Obviously, we have religion conversations in my house, like, my parents, you know, pray and all that, but it was never a thing, and I always, you know, I'm kind of like that with my parents, in the sense that, like, I also agree that, like, it shouldn't be forced upon
my parents children. Were like that, too, like, even, like, the hijab and stuff, they were like, as long as you don't feel ready for it yet, it's fine, like, do it whenever you're ready, so I did wear it for a long time, but then they're like, you're fine, you don't have to if you don't want to. So, yeah, for moving out for university, I was like, I'm going to get married. I'm going to divorce him when I graduate. Like,
so
that's it.
I love this train of thought.
I was such, like, a manipulator and a gaslighter when I lived with them.
Oh, no, me
and
too.
So,
I was such a liar.
Like, they were I was taking psychology. I said the best psychology program was in London, Ontario at Western University. Guys, you can
shout out Western University.
You can take psychology anywhere. Okay. Yeah. There is no renowned program in Canada.
Oh my God.
But my parents, because they were immigrants, they just didn't know about it. And I used that to my advantage, I guess. Yeah. And so
no, dude, I was like, oh my God, guys, like, Ryerson has the best.
Too. Yeah.
Like, their science program is so good. And keep in mind, I got into, like, biomed at York, but who's going to York?
Guys, no, no York has actually York is come so, good. So far. It's yes. come so far
it
in the last few years.
It has
years.
A lot of growth. I think when I was in high school, York was a little light.
Yeah. No, I would want to go to York now. Like, if I
Their
had
Their culture
to choose.
Programs are amazing. Like, and they have such a diverse yeah. community. I love that.
And everyone's so chill, and you make a lot more friends.
Yeah,
I don't
but
know,
when like, I was in high school, I was like, I'm not, because everyone was like, don't go to York. Like, yeah. Don't go to York. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to go to York.
Low-key, Western was a party school, so I was like... No, you know why I wanted to go to Western? Because it was 3 hours away from yeah. my home.
Okay,
my dad see. Couldn't pull up at Waterloo yeah. and like check up
that.
On me.
I get that.
But yeah. their condition for me going to this university was I had to come home every single weekend because they didn't want me partying. So I would
that.
Party on Thursdays.
Thursday's party day. Sorry. You know what's so funny? I love Thursdays. I was born on a Thursday.
Really?
Yeah.
I was born on a Tuesday.
Thursdays are my Fridays. Oh, like, Tuesdays. Every time it's Thursday, I have a good day. This is on Thursday. Today's Thursday, guys.
Wait!
Yeah! It's a special
oh
day!
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, dude, I don't know. And then now I feel like I have so much more chill conversations with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And my siblings low-key get mad at me now because they're like, why can she do it, but we can't? And I'm yeah. like, you just don't. You don't got it like that.
For me, it's the opposite where it's like my brothers can do essentially whatever they want. Like, they come home so late sometimes, and I'm just like, where's that same energy that
yeah.
you had
oh,
with me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like,
same. My brother's, like, traveling, and he lives at home. Oh, and I'm like,
okay.
Sorry. But again, it's because
I wasn't allowed to travel.
Yeah.
Because
we're women.
Yeah.
Know your place.
Well, you can't travel unless you're married.
You cannot. You cannot. No. But yeah, now my mom's, like, I shower her with makeup, which I feel like helps a lot. And every time I travel, I bring
Bro,
something back.
Everyone
my
in my
family.
Family wants makeup now, like, yeah. well, which I like love. Like, I want to yeah. provide them with all of that. But it's so cute seeing everyone like, oh, can you get me this? Can you?
Yeah.
Bro, four or five of them want the Charlotte Tilbury Magic Cream, like the
Charlotte
water
Tilbury?
Cream, and it's $158. I get a few, but I don't get that many.
No,
and
I'm gonna, I'm
I use it
mine.
Myself. Yes, please, bro. Like, I use
cream.
It myself, and they want it, and I'm like,
no, the magic cream is better, in my opinion. I don't know. I can't with the water. Cream.
No, I love the like water cream. Good. I'll give you all my.
Give me your magic, and I'll give you
and
my
I'll
water.
Give me my water.
We're gonna
yeah.
trade.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I feel like also it was such a gap in my life, and maybe it's trauma, but I physically don't remember because I was really sad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was happy to move away from home, but. A lot of people, I don't know if people know or don't know, but I'm such an emotional person. Like, the people that I love in my life, I'm obsessed with them. So I was like, it sucks that I have to be far away from my parents for it to be better for my mental health, because I was going through it, you guys. I had hormonal, horrible, because I stress breakout.
Yeah.
I was breaking out. I was fainting. I was having stress, like, panic attacks. Every day I would have a panic attack. Living at home, because it's just too much for me to deal
oh, that
with.
That was living at home.
Yeah, living at home, I would have panic attacks, anxiety attacks. I would freak out. Like, my parents would say the smallest thing to me, or to be honest,
I
it
get
small.
So angry. Yeah, the smallest. I yeah. literally, I feel horrible for saying this, but when my mom would talk, I'd be like, the sound of your voice makes me want to kill myself. Like,
Loki, I feel like my mom has said that to me. My parents did not have a filter.
Oh, they said they had no filter yeah. either, especially mm-hmm. when I left. Like, I remember I had to block my mom at one point when she was calling me because she would just say horrible
say
things.
Horrible things. Oh,
and I was so, yeah. I was never diagnosed with depression yeah. or anything, but for 2 years, like, uh-huh. I was not, like, yeah. how I am today. Like, yeah, I would yeah. sleep. I would not go to class.
Yeah.
I would just study at, like, yeah. home, my dorm or whatever. Yeah. I would never go out with people. Mm-hmm. Like, I just always wanted to be alone. And I would sleep. Like, I'm talking... 15 hours every yeah. single day, like,
but you know, literally,
and I wouldn't eat
that's
nothing.
So valid. That is so valid. Yeah. I oh my god, if I show you pictures, I was anorexic. I ate chips, okay, like, I just could not, and it was COVID too. So I didn't have university, I didn't have can you yeah eat. I didn't have, like, even my work, I would work like part time.
Mm-hmm.
So because also I was working there for so long, I could make enough money to do my rent part time. My life was, I had no friends. Because I was like, I don't need anybody. I don't want to talk to anybody. Because I was so sad that, like, I feel like... I was like, they hate me.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't talk to them. But I don't know.
Wait, your parents, right?
Yeah, my parents. I don't know what's worse. I feel like, obviously, hearing horrible things come from your parents. Living at home, I couldn't stand it. So yeah. I can't imagine what you went through. But mine was a silent treatment. No one called me. I got silence. And I would miss, like, all of my siblings' birthdays. And I couldn't call them. Like, mm-hmm. I had no contact. They were not allowed to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because my parents were like, if she's not going to apologize to us. And I was like, why would I apologize? I never did anything wrong. Which, like, I could have just apologized and gotten it over with. But I didn't. Because, again, I was such a mess. I was an emotional wreck. And then it took me almost until last year, I feel, to recover from that. Even though I've had a good relationship with them, I've talked to them, but living on your own, I feel like you really discover yourself.
Oh, 100%. I'm so glad, even though it was an unfortunate mm-hmm. circumstance, I'm so glad that I got to live alone because yeah. I changed so much as a person. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, if I had stayed with my parents, I would have been a hoe. Mm-hmm. I would have been a bigger hoe than I already was. Like, I was so boy-obsessed. Yes. I was yeah. so, like, I didn't care about my career, mm-mm. school. Like, I did not care. But yeah. once I left, I just became, well, I did kind of, like, run off track for, like, a year or two after getting kicked out. But I think I attribute it to being, like, normal, sad.
Because it's like, yeah.
And, like, you're lost and you yeah. don't have anyone to guide you or anything.
And it's so much freedom, bro.
Yeah. No, you need that shit in doses. Freedom. You need that shit in doses. Mm-hmm. Like, it came all at once for me. Like, I was very, very restricted at home. Like, mm-hmm. I wasn't allowed to go out, period. Like, mm-hmm. sometimes I could with my friends, but it was, like, a once-a-week thing. I had to be home before sunset. Mm-hmm. Like, they were closed. Like, yeah. I would have to wear, like, what you're wearing right now, my parents would have a heart attack. I'm sorry. They'd really? Be like, you are a slut.
Yeah.
Or I had to cover up everything. Mm-hmm. So when I got, like, the full freedom, I went crazy. Mm-hmm. But then I kind of, because I was, yeah. like, financially struggling.
But then you choose for yourself.
Yeah.
You choose and your then, own life.
Yeah, exactly. And you become so career-focused. You become so focused on yourself, mm-hmm. not boys. Like, ew.
Yeah.
Men can no, they can suck my it, bro. Dookie.
They can
like,
suck my fat.
Ew.
No, I can't. Same. Like,
no.
I feel like when I was in high school, I was like, oh, my God. Like, attention. I want a boyfriend. Attention. Yeah, I want a boyfriend. Also, I was so angry. Like, I was so angry at life. I would be so pissed. I'd be like, okay, I would do whatever I want. I would call them. I would lie through my teeth. I'm here. No, I wasn't. Any party, I had to be there. I was like, I'm here. But I was such a wild person. And now, I feel like I follow my curfew now. Like, I don't leave my house after 10 because I'm like, what's the purpose of that?
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't go out. Obviously, we have events. Like, yeah. we go to events here and there. But that's work. And even though we do TikTok, it's work.
Not my light turning off. Tell me how, when I got kicked out, was around the same time that I was talking to a boy.
Okay.
And the day that I was supposed to go out on a yeah. date with him, yeah. my dad calls me and he's like, I know what you've done. I've seen the photos.
Wait, what'd you do?
Guys, again, I'm not going to go into like my story. It's on my YouTube. I've explained the whole entire thing. I don't want to like repeat myself because people are going to call me. People are always like, you're milking this shit. Why do you keep talking about it? It's yeah. 4 years of my life.
Yeah.
4 fucking years. Mm. I'm not going to forget about it. It is such, like, I'm not talking shit about anyone.
I get
I'm
that on TikTok
about
a
my
lot.
Experiences.
People are like, oh, you're talking about your parents again.
I'm talking I'm about like, my experiences.
That's my whole life.
That they are my life. Like,
yeah, we're not married. We don't have kids. Like, what else are we going to talk about? Boys? Because please.
No men in my life right now. Mm-mm. Like, when I have kids, I'll talk about my kids all the fucking time. So,
but,
right
like,
now,
that's our experience. Also, it shapes who the fuck you are. Because I can't think of a single personality trait I have that I didn't get from my parents, from my family, or living at home.
Yeah.
I was a compulsive liar. Like,
oh, same.
I would lie about all the things in the world. Like, I would lie about having a boyfriend when I fucking didn't. Like, I would lie about just
that's so weird. Why would you lie about having a boyfriend?
Okay, first of all, like, to my friends, I would lie. Like, I would just lie about everything. I'll lie
about my life.
Wait,
what do you mean? Like, tell them that you had, like, you didn't.
Yeah, or
you
had a boyfriend.
But you didn't have a boyfriend.
I didn't have a boyfriend, guys. I had an imaginary boyfriend.
I was the opposite. I'd be like, no, mom, it's my friend, my gay friend. And it was actually my boyfriend.
Dude, if my mom saw me talking to a boy at that age, I would, like, skinned alive.
I had my first kiss at 15. So.
I've
publicly said this already, so don't, like, people are like, why are you exposing yourself? I've talked, guys, because I've talked about this stuff before I reconnected with my family. I only reconnected with them this year. I'm obviously respectful now of certain things that I say online, but if I've already talked about it online, mm-hmm. it's fair game. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking talking about it. I had my first kiss at 15 at Canada's Wonderland. Thank you.
That's cute.
Anyway, so I was talking
to this
guy.
Boy never took me to Canada's Wonderland. Fuck that.
Bro, we get free passes all the time. We'll go next time. We'll go this summer.
Man.
Ooh, have you been?
I've been, but a boy's never taken me.
Oh. I've never.
Dude,
no, I never went with a boy. I was working there.
Oh.
I was like, what?
No. Oh, okay. So was he like, hey, like, was, give me a kiss and I'll let you ride for free?
It was this fat Latino boy.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to the big boys. He was so cute. No, but he would always be like trying to hit on me and be like, "Oh, you gotta give me a kiss if I get this in," because we worked in games. And he's like, "Oh, if I get this in, you have to give me a kiss." And I'd be like, "No."
Game is game.
And then one time behind this hockey game, we were in the back. I was like getting boxes or whatever. And then he's like, kiss me, whatever. And I was like, "No." And he's like, "Fine, just on the cheek." And I was like, "Okay." Yeah. And I went for the cheek and he turned his face around. And then we kissed. And I had never felt how, like, I was like, I was like, this feels amazing. So the next day,
I was scared. I was like, ew, like, ew.
No, no, the next day I went back to the same game post and we just made and that was it. It was literally, no, it wasn't aw, like, it was weird. I went to the we did it again and then I was like, and then I just left. And that's it.
So romantic. If you've ever heard anything more romantic, let me know.
Anyways, sorry. I don't know why I got so sidetracked.
Where were we talking about?
I was talking about my dad calling me.
Okay, yeah. Okay, guys, we're going to get sidetracked a lot. But
yeah,
like,
my bad.
Just bear with us.
Yeah.
I'm at Chipotle.
Okay. Yeah, girl, you haven't eaten all day.
No, it's okay. I love this.
Sorry, guys, if we're munching and you can hear it right now. Like,
yeah, we didn't eat. I didn't eat.
But
this is good.
I'm still hungry.
LOL, you know what's so funny? I love how we casually just threw out that we both starved ourselves when we moved out. I did. I starved myself a lot.
Yes, I did. But honestly, I don't think I purposely did it. Like,
no,
I
unintentionally.
I was sleeping all day. Like, yeah, I did not eat.
I was watching movies. I was like, but it's also, like, that much freedom. I was like, I can sleep whenever I want. I can eat whenever I want. I can do my dishes whenever I want. Yeah. And I just wasn't doing anything.
Yeah.
Anything. I was just on my phone for hours and hours and hours, watching movies for hours and hours. Yeah. And it's like the silence. Guys, I don't know how many of you guys have moved out, but that first time that you come home from like a shift or a long day and you open your door and it's silence, so good. It just feels so good.
Oh, like, I was going to be like, it felt like scary.
Oh, it was in the beginning. I'm also scared of the dark, so I was terrified. I had all my lights on all the time. But I mean, like, mentally, after going through it for so many years, every time you go home, nagging. Every time you leave the house, nagging. When you come home, nagging. You forget to put away a dish, nagging. And, like, I get it. I also, by the way, I know people are going to be like, you guys are talking shit, but, like, no,
everyone goes through this, though. Yeah, everyone
goes through this. It's normal. And I don't want to sit here and be like, our parents suck. Parents do this. This is their job. When I'm a parent, I'm probably going to be even worse.
Oh, my God. My kid is not going to get shit past me. I know all her fucking secrets. Like, anyways, so my dad calls me as I'm about to go on a date with this guy. He is so cute. Oh, my God. I've never... Okay, not anymore. But back then, I thought he was so attractive.
Yeah.
Right before I'm about to go on this date, my dad calls me. He's like, what have I done? This. I saw the photos. And I'm like, what photos did you see? Like, I'm freaking out. Mm-hmm. And I cancel my date. And I'm pretty much disowned. Like, after me and my dad had met up and stuff. Like, we talked. He, like, drove off. I went back into my dorm. I was still talking to this guy. Like, I was so boy crazy. I was literally so broke. I had $500. I bought him a birthday gift.
Why do we do that?
I spent like $50. $50 was a lot of money for me back then, okay? Like,
it is a lot of money now.
Yeah.
For a man?
Period. Wait, no. For a man?
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
$50. Like, why are you spending money on him?
Oh, yes. Okay. I thought you meant like for a guy, like $50.
No, you bought him a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah. No, I did. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. It's confusion. Okay. I don't know. That was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ew. Like, why was I doing that? I was that person. And honestly, I was that person up until last year, August. Girl, I spent $400 on a second date.
Do you know how much Nike Tech has been purchased off my card that I have never seen ever again? If you want Nike Tech, clearly talk to me, because
we're past that. We're changed.
Yeah, we don't
women.
Do that anymore.
It was a slow progress, but I was definitely so fucking boy crazy and just like,
yeah,
I wanted to go out clubbing and everything, get drunk, like, when I first got kicked out, and then I just got over it after the first month. I was like, I can't do this anymore.
I'm trying to think. Did I know? You know what I used to do? I feel like when I was in high school, I'd be like, yeah, party, party. But then when I moved out, I was like, okay, parties are kind of lame. But I would hang out with every friend that I can think of. People that I would just meet and be like, okay, we're friends.
I didn't like people. I was like, get the fuck away from me.
Because I was never allowed to go hang out with people without thinking about it. I made all my friends drive downtown. I was like, let's go out, guys. Nonstop, I was going out just literally to get food because I was so restricted.
No, I feel you. Fuck.
Yeah.
I would literally just go out past 10 just to say just that to, I'm out past 10.
Dude, the first year that I went out for New Year's, that was...
It was like...
Yeah, it was a whole... Like, it was... Dude, it was crazy. But it's fucking New Year's. Like, I don't even go out for New Year's anymore.
I feel like with a lot of things, you need your kid... Like, when I have kids and stuff, I want them to be able to experience certain things. Like, yes, I'll put restrictions on them, but I feel like when you hide them from things, they're just going to be so curious about it. I feel like, yes, a lot of what my parents, I guess, taught me, some of it I find it was unreasonable, but a lot of it, I feel like if they had fully explained to me why, instead of saying, it's because I said so. Mm-hmm.
But it's the culture, you know? Like, that's what, that was their normal. They grew up.
But times change, though. Like, our kids,
they're back home, times aren't even like that anymore.
Yeah. No, yeah, because they move here as immigrants, and they think it stays the same, but even in their own country, it changes.
Yeah.
But, yeah. My kids.
I feel like I will have the same restrictions when it comes to the opposite gender. I think as long as you, if you want to go out with, like, your friends that are boys, in the house is fine, as long as I'm home.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be able to monitor what's going on.
Yeah.
But things like birthday parties, going out to the mall, like, I would let my kid do that, I think.
At a certain age,
yeah. At a certain age. But I don't think that... Every restriction I have.
But I see, I do, yeah. No, like, even, like, sleepovers when I was super young. Not when I was, like, older. That was, like...
I was not allowed to sleep over even when I was older at all, period. Like,
when you're older and you know, like, there's a risk of, like, getting, you know, attacked by the person's dad or whatever. Like, once you're old enough, you have pepper spray, like, all that stuff. I think it's fine. But when you're younger, like, I do understand why. But they never told me why. They would just be, like... Her dad's home.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, why does that matter? Like,
I don't feel weird. I'm not uncomfy, but it's like, the other way around. You know, like, this happens. About what you are. Yeah. But I feel like I don't trust men. Like, I don't think I would do what my parents did and not let me go to sleepovers.
Yeah. But you would explain it, though. Like, why? Not just
And I would host, like, I would let my friends' kids come over because I'm not the type of parent to let them go.
Yeah.
But I don't think I was offered that when I was younger. And I think that's important because... Also, like, kids are fucking mean, dude. Aside from even just men that exist in other people's homes, children are so fucking... Like, I don't think I would want my kid to be with children for over 12 hours. Like, what if they're getting bullied and you have no idea and they just want to go to feel included?
Yeah. Mm-mm. I'm really lucky, though, because I grew up with, like, the same friend group.
Yeah.
Because we were in a program, so it was the same people. And, like, we all grew up kind of with strict families, so... It was understandable if one person couldn't go out because they already went out the week prior. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone understood. It wasn't like, oh, your parents don't let you go out. Like, that's weird. And you get, like, kind of shunned or kicked out of the friend group. They were all the same. Yeah. So, it was nice.
And, like, Mina was telling me, so you grew up in the same house, in the same neighborhood for majority of your childhood.
Oh, yeah. I still do. They still live in the same area. Yeah.
Mine was the opposite. So, my family moved a lot. Mm. Like, a lot. And my dad was really into real estate, so every time, like, I don't know, I don't even know what it is, but, like, my parents, they just love to move. And I don't even think I've gone to the same school for more than 2 years.
Oh!
Until university. The university I'm at, I've been here the longest. Yeah. And I've never lived in the same house, also, for more than 2 years. Until my parents, the house that they live in right now.
I lived in one house for 12 years, and then the other one...
Dude, I've been to 12 different schools before university. 12 different schools.
Yo, that's fun.
Yeah, so
You turned out pretty great, considering, like...
You know what? I give myself that credit, too. I'm like, to be honest, I had every reason to be whack-a-mole, but I was always like, I need to get my life together.
I could have been a druggie, but...
Yeah. No, thank God. I don't think
I make TikToks now. So.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we sit, at home and we make TikToks. Yeah.
Oh, we didn't talk about me living in London versus living in Toronto.
Yeah, we did. It was the houses. Like, you lived in the same area and I didn't.
No, I didn't grow up in London.
Oh.
I grew up in Toronto.
Okay.
I moved to London for university.
Oh, but see, also, like, I went to school, predominantly white schools, in Oakville.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah,
My ex was from Oakville.
We're not shouting him out. I went to, I was about to be like, shout out, no. I went to schools in Oakville, Mississauga, Toronto, Catholic schools. So my experience, like, I was introduced into friend groups that had all the freedom in the world.
Yeah.
Their parents probably drank in front of them. Like, everyone that I went to school with.
I think that's so weird. There's not going to be no alcohol in my house.
Yeah, I do think that's weird. So everyone had, you know, and I feel like that's why I lied a lot to fit in, because mm-hmm. I would be like, I'm not allowed to do any of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also, shout out Catholic schools, actually. I like Catholic schools. Yeah, because I never felt like I had to wear something to fit in. I never felt.
Oh, because of the uniforms.
Yeah, because of the uniforms. Mm. And the uniforms are, they make all the difference in the world. Like,
really? We hated, I hated the uniforms.
No, because there was like no class differences. My outfits were atrocious, though. There wasn't any. And like, all your money, you could spend it on like makeup and jewelry.
That's true.
Like, you don't have to worry about clothes. Yeah. Or having nice clothes. Because by the way, even your shoes have to be uniform. Like, everything to the T is uniform. Also, they had a lot more discipline. Like, I went to a public school for a year, and that's when I kind of went off the rails.
I grew up in the ghetto. It was all ratchet.
Like, the best people come from there, though.
Exactly. You're looking at her.
She's like, I'm
in the ghetto. Ratatata. Actually, the ghetto in Toronto is actually not that bad. No, but I grew up in Toronto, and then London is where I moved for university. And I've literally lived there for the last 4.5 years, which is crazy to me. I just moved. Like, this is my new place. That's so weird.
Congratulations, everybody. Congratulations.
Thank you. When I was in London, it was mostly white people.
Yeah.
And, like, never in my life have I felt, like, I guess, like, an outcast.
Yeah.
Like, in Toronto, I didn't feel that way. But when I was in London, I definitely did feel, like,
yeah.
See, exotic.
Mine is the opposite. Growing up, I was, like, the only brown girl in my whole grade.
Mm-hmm.
The only... This was in high school.
And that was in soft, but that was still in, like, the GTA, though.
Yeah, that was still in the GTA. Weird. When I was in primary school, though, I was in Mississauga.
Yeah.
So, I still had multiculturalism, but where it mattered, which is high school, I feel like high school is so much more important, I was in Whitetown, which, like, I love white people, but, like...
Yeah. But like, there's that but.
They didn't like me. And any boy that talked to me.
Why? You're so pretty. Like, I would just.
I didn't look like this. And no.
Okay. No. I didn't look like this because I've had 2 nose jobs.
I did not look like this. I was hairy.
I refuse to believe.
I have pictures.
I want to see.
I was hairy. Like.
Dude. Okay, but hair is hair, though.
Yeah, like, but, like...
Were you allowed to pluck your mustache or your eyebrows?
Not until 8th grade. So, actually, in high school...
Okay, so you're fine.
In high school, I think I was a little
okay,
cute.
Then why did you need people to think you were cute in middle school? I was fugly in middle school. Yo, because my outfit choices...
I still wanted, like, to talk to boys.
I was a Korea boo back then. No, I think I knew I was ugly in middle school, so I was like... I don't even have any hope for me.
Oh.
Like, I don't even... I know I'm not going to end up with anyone, so I just crushing from afar. And I was obsessed with K-pop, so I would just be, following these, like...
I didn't know it existed.
Korean,
like,
idols. I was the OG. Oh, my God. I hate that it's so trending now, and, like, BTS, all like, that. I knew them from... When they were nothing.
She was supposed to be in the
video. I was the number one fan. EXO, I had all their albums. No, yeah,
dude,
so
I
was a loser.
One Direction.
I was a weirdo.
My locker had every single One Direction poster.
Honestly?
If there was a book in my library on One Direction, I would steal it.
No, like, I think that's okay. I think for, like, a Western girl, like, being into One Direction,
One
like,
Direction,
that was...
Dude.
You're part of the cool crowd.
Yeah, but it was also, it was such a culture. Like, take me back to that. Because I had my MacBook. What was I in? Sixth grade. And I remember I got my MacBook, and then I bought some speakers. And it was one of those that, like, connect to, like, the side.
Yeah.
And I turned them all the way up, and I would go to YouTube to MP3.
Oh, my God, not the YouTube to MP3.
And I would download every single one of those songs. But to this day, when I put One Direction, like, I still feel the same way. My heart beats the way that it did.
Oh, my God. I don't feel the same way with my K-pop idols anymore. But no. They had, the group that I was into had Wolf merchandise. Like, that was their thing, Wolf.
Oh, my God.
So I had a bunch
this
of...
This was me in grade 10.
Oh, my God, you're so cute.
Word,
no.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
now I see you. No, I was like, you just look like those cute brown girls, you know?
Yeah, well,
like
I don't
the I don't know what the right word for it is, like
there's a word
just
for
like
it.
Innocent, well minus
Yeah,
that, but like just
minus my dress
innocent,
code.
like doesn't talk to people much, like does well in
But I
school,
will
like
say
you look like stereotypical.
stereotypical.
Yeah.
I did do well in school, and I also didn't talk to a lot of people. So I maybe it's because I went to a
Yeah, no,
white.
that's what that picture, like you look really pretty though, so I don't know what you're talking about with now you're giving baddie. Before it was like girl next
Miskin,
door.
yeah.
Oh, Miskeen?
No.
No. I'd
Never
say
mind, guys.
girl
I had my
next
boobs
door.
out. That was not Miskin. Oh, you know what? Yeah, I think so. I think I was on my school, and also people didn't like me a lot, which is fine. But I always had like one best
Why?
friend. Cause to me, when I was younger, also, if one person gave me a bad attitude or didn't like me, I would never talk to them ever again. I would be like, fuck you. Like
Yeah, you gotta be fake
I
in
was
like high
aggressive. No,
school.
I was not
You
fake.
have to
I
be nice to
couldn't.
everyone. And I wish I
No.
wasn't.
If someone rubbed me the wrong way, I would be like, you're a fucking cunt and I
I
hate
should
you.
have fucking done that.
But see, then no one likes
The
you.
bitch fucking stole my boyfriend.
Okay, I ha that
That's
happened to
enough.
me,
That's another
and
episode. That's another
yeah, that's
episode.
another episode. I've had lots of people stolen from me.
That was. They got stolen from you because, bitch, you weren't allowed to go out. Like, you couldn't go on dates with them.
Exactly, bro. And they
How
were
are they
always,
supposed to date you
yeah.
when you can't go
No,
out after?
dating in high school is like we see each other at school.
Oh yeah, that's
That's dating. Dude, you know stairwells at my high school were like known. Stairwells were like where everything
so
went down.
weird. No, because there was rumors in my high school that people would like have sex
Oh yeah.
in.
Dude, sometimes people would find like condoms and stuff, which is so absurd to
I
me as a
can't
grown
think
up.
of a
Because think of
17-year-old
it.
having.
Yeah, as a grown up though, like I would
I
never
can't
do it in a public.
picture.
I would never. Like that is so weird.
No, but I can't picture like a
Child.
child doing
Yeah.
that in the
But see, they
school.
forget their children. Nowadays, kids are. I mean, we were bad too, to be honest.
We were
But
bad, but we
nowadays,
weren't.
it's.
Our bad, okay, when we say bad, our bad is like brown version bad, not white
Dude,
people bad.
my
White
bad,
people bad
yeah.
is like
White people bad is a different
fucking
level.
drinking,
Because there's
like.
also like a limit, right? Like, I knew I couldn't do drugs, obviously. I mean, whatever. Like,
I didn't even
no.
care to do drugs.
Yeah, because I was like, I'm gonna get caught, and this is so not worth it for me. For me, the pleasures in life were hanging out with my friends. So I feel like as a strict, well, to be honest, I do know kids that have strict parents that went the other way, but I think in my head I knew that that stuff was wrong, and
I
I
did
had
drink,
no.
I won't lie. I was a bartender for a long time.
But bro, people were like doing, especially in
Oh, Coke? Oh my God.
Catholic
Why is
schools,
Coke such a popular thing?
Xans, all
Yeah.
of that. Like they would have Xannies. A
It
lot
was
of them
like an
they'd be
aesthetic
laced.
almost,
Yeah, it was like
like
a vibe.
such a weird vibe to
Such
have.
a weird vibe. Yeah, and edibles, like, oh my God, they were so normal. Like people would take them at lunch. And I was like, why? Like
See,
why?
that's more of like a university thing that I think about is when you test with all those things. Like, I feel
Yeah.
like that's normal, but high school, that's weird. I wasn't even, like, where would you even get access?
I'm telling you, like
I
people.
didn't go out clubbing and I
No,
didn't
where would
drink at
they get
all, like,
access?
before I would actually, no, I did one time when I was younger and my mom actually did smell it on me, which story for another time, but
Story for another time.
sorry, I just had a brain fart. This
No, yeah, me
happens
too. Hold
often.
on. Let's think. We need that music.
Wait, what
Dun,
happened?
dun, dun,
What
dun.
did I say?
We were
Like
talking
10
about
seconds.
drugs, and then you said your mom
Oh.
smelt it on
Oh
you.
yeah, so like I
Yes.
never went clubbing or like
That's gonna happen
really
a lot.
drank until I was 19.
Okay.
Like I never
That is
like I don't
still,
understand how
yeah.
people at 16, 17 like where do you have access to these
Their
things?
parents. Their parents. Dude, this
That's
guy.
weird,
Yeah, let me
bro.
tell you. So I
Hey
for
mom, I'm just gonna like throw a party.
throw a
Like,
party.
can you
Dude,
like
there was this
get us
guy in
some
my grade.
booze?
What was his name? Jalen. Shout out Jalen. He had a New Year's party. Okay. And this is a party I
How old were you
watched.
guys?
Grade 9, grade 10. Yeah.
You got
His
invited to
mom.
parties? Wow, I was really a loser in high school.
I got invited to parties, but I feel like that's what like made me go a little crazy because I was
Oh,
like,
okay.
I can do whatever I want, la
Yeah.
la la la. Yeah, I would go to parties a lot, which is why I feel like I never did it when I moved out. Like I didn't club, party, none of that because I was like, I'm over
But
it.
I feel like partying in high school, because I went to like one or two, like.
It's so
They were
lame.
weird. Like
It's so
it
lame.
was just I know, it's just everyone
It's
sitting
just
or
yeah. It's
standing.
just you had to have attendance and then that was it. Like you just
Yeah.
had to go to a party. Whoa, you
Yeah.
went to a party. Yeah. So there was a New Year's party and I was like, fuck, like how do I lie to get into this, right? So obviously I told my parents that I was working, which is what bad, don't do it, but yeah, that's
How
what I
late
did.
did you
I worked at
work?
McDonald's, so you can even do overnight
Oh.
shifts.
Yo, you're
Working
crazy,
it.
bro.
And I was like, hey, like, but also it's New Year's, like how are they gonna believe that? So I went, and I don't even know what the hell was
It
going
makes
on.
sense. Isn't
But his.
McDonald's open on New Year's? Not New Year's Day, but New Year's Eve, they are
Yeah.
open.
Yeah. So, like, that's what I'm saying. So I was able to do it. But that party, first of all, his mom knew. I'm pretty sure she was in the basement. Like, alcohol, everything. Like, people were going crazy. And
She's probably
also.
one of those, if you're gonna do it in my
Yeah, but
house.
I don't think you should be providing your children with those types of things.
Underage.
But it's like, who in high school in like Oakville is gonna go to a party that doesn't have drinks?
That's true.
You know, like it wasn't
But
innocent. Like
like go
people were,
karaokeing.
I think that that's what children should be
That's what I
doing.
did when I was
But yeah, so everyone
17.
was in all like
Grade
places, and he
9.
was running around. People were throwing up, and I was kind of over it. But I was like, okay, like it's a party, like this is normal. And then someone got shot with a BB gun, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, why'd you make it so
Because
dramatic?
I had to like
Someone was
not to build it
shot
up with a BB
with a
gun.
BB
Yeah.
gun. Okay,
We're gonna put that edit. But he was bleeding and there was a lot of blood. And then the thing is, I didn't know he was shot with a BB gun. I found out after the fact. So all we hear is shot, right? So everyone's
Everyone's
running,
screaming.
everyone's screaming, everyone's all. I come downstairs and there's blood. And I was like, okay. In my head, I'm still thinking
Aren't
you got
you like
shot.
freaking
Yeah,
out?
I was freaking out, but I was also more like, and I freeze. Okay,
You're like, you
I
sat
came
here right
downstairs
now.
and I was like,
Oh
oh, and I
shit.
looked down and I see blood and I just stood there
Blood,
like,
and you just stay in one spot.
I just stood there. I stood there.
I
I didn't
heard a
know.
gunshot. There's blood on the floor right in front
And
of
I'm
me.
just
I'm gonna
standing.
stay right
I'm gonna stay
here.
right
And
here.
they
No
won't
one
even
will see
see
me. They don't. Maybe if I freeze, they won't see me. Yeah, similar thing happened to me at the Raptors parade and someone got shot.
Raptors parade.
I was inside the mall when the shots went off.
Oh, there were shots there? I
Yeah,
brought my
shots were
two little
fired.
brothers there.
I don't know if they were real shots. I don't know who what happened, but all of a sudden we hear boom.
That's
And I'm
crazy.
standing there, I'm standing in the mall and I'm fine. All of a sudden I turn and there's a stampede of people, okay? Like a stampede
Running?
running out of the mall because that's what happens when you hear a gunshot. Like everyone just started running, and downtown was so packed that day because of the Raptors parade.
That's
The streets were
crazy.
full. Dude, there's like a million people. I don't even know how many people. And I just see a stampede of people running towards me. The ground is fucking shaking, and I'm standing there just looking at them because I froze. And my friends run out. They run back, grab me, and I'm like,
Note to self that I need to make sure Eliza's
just make sure
somewhere.
you grab me because I will not move. I was just like, what do I do? But also, I was like, I've never seen this happen like before. What's going on? People were running, and then she's holding my hand, and I'm still like I don't know what the fuck is going on. I don't know how I got outside the mall. I'm coming outside, and people are turning, and there's people falling all over each other. There's blood. People are smashing into walls. People are, and we ran into a Tim Hortons. This is so sidetracked, but we ran into a Tim Hortons, and the men inside were shutting the door. So we were the last people because they saw, I guess there were like four little girls. We were high school girls. And we ran inside, and then they shut the doors and they put chairs in the doors to block people from coming in. And people are banging on the doors like it's
Oh my God, that's
apocalypse.
so scary, bro. That's how
So
humans react.
scary.
We are done for.
We're so done for. And it was like the apocalypse because we're inside and we're moving back, and people are like banging
Banging
on the
on the
doors. They're
door.
like, let us in, let us in. And men are like physically holding the doors shut. Was it that dramatic? No, but I guess no one really
I'm
knew.
picturing it very dramatic in my
Very,
head
it
right
was so
now.
dramatic, and they're like, get under the tables now. I was crying. I was like, fuck. It was really bad, but
I
that's
didn't
my
have that
reaction.
experience at all during the Raptors parade. I was
Yeah,
chilling.
'cause you were probably on the other side, or you were in Nathan Phillips.
I was at Nathan Phillips. That's crazy.
It was, yeah. So, anyways, going back to where we started, I saw the blood and I just stood there. And then my other friend, what was his name? Jonah. Jonah. Shout out Jonah. He was so sweet. He saw me and he was like, okay. Like, he was the person who was like, okay, we need to get the fuck out. So he
Who
yanked
fucking
me.
shot the BB gun?
I
Did he
have no
get
idea.
caught?
I don't even know. I have no clue. And we see like police cars pulling up. So he was like, Kayla. He called his dad, but also, see, he told the truth, which is why, guys, your
People watching this
parents.
right now are like, your parents were right,
Yeah, they
guys.
were right. They were right. I always say that. Like,
We're
good
not
thing my parents
denying it.
locked me up. But also, I feel like I wish I had that relationship with my parents that I could call them if I was in trouble.
That's
But the
true.
last thing that I would think about is even if I got in an
I would
accident, I would
not
never
call
call my
them.
mom because she'd be like, why was there a boy in the car?
Yeah.
And I'd be like,
Why was there a boy
mom,
in the
like,
car? You're
decapitated.
bleeding, crying,
Yeah.
like about to die.
I'm like,
I'm
the
gonna
first
call. No,
thing.
wait, I can't
I
call my
can't call my
mom.
mom. That's what I thought. I saw
That
blood.
happened to me one time when I was in uni. I got like, again, I had this phase that I just would get like super drunk. Mm-hmm. And this one time it got so bad that like I had EMS or whatever come to my dorm. And wow. I was so fucked up, but mm-hmm. I was so scared they were going to call my parents. Like, that was, like, the biggest thing. I was like, please do not call my parents. They are going to kill me. And the next day, they left a mental health, like, fucking, like, card, a hotline or whatever.
I got brochures.
Literally, they sent brochures, too. And I was like, wow, what was I saying? Like, because that was all I was thinking about. I was like, do not tell them.
Yeah, don't tell
And them. I wasn't, like, really worried about calling them and being like, oh, like, I'm hurt or something. Like, I was like, they cannot know. I'd rather die. Yeah. I'd rather die right now.
Because I was so scared. And, like, you were terrified. Yeah. Right? Rightfully, because their reactions would have been... Also, sometimes my parents would not react in the moment. I would hear it for the next month. Mm. Every time I fail at something, they'd be like, and you party, and you this, and you that, right? Like, they keep bringing it up. They don't let you move on from it. And then that night, his dad dropped me home. God bless them. I don't know how I would have got home. He went inside, got my shoes, got my jacket.
Was Uber a thing back then? I don't think it was. I remember.
It was not really. It was and it wasn't. Because, like, none of us had money to Uber.
That's true.
Like, or cards, or credit cards. Like, we were all so young. But also getting an Uber at that time in, like, Oakville or, like, Mississauga is harder. Like, downtown, they come so quickly.
I clearly need to brush my cat.
Yeah, it's okay. He's...
So but yeah, I think at the end of the day, we are super grateful for our parents.
Yeah.
There's definitely stuff we don't agree on what they've done, like, with raising us and stuff that we do agree on. At the end of the day, it's just our experiences and,
also,
I want to share it. Like, I feel like so many people
are watching this and they go through the same thing. Yeah. It's not worse. I have friends who's to this day, like, I have a friend, she's a manager.
Yeah.
And her parents were like, you can't, she couldn't come to my birthday because it was
that's dark crazy. Yeah, no, some girls, like, till they're 30 or whatever, they're not still allowed. Like,
and it's valid. We need to stop not being able to talk about these things, because it makes me hearing you, I'm like, okay, someone out there existed, because I was around kids that were allowed to do whatever the fuck they wanted. So I was like, my parents are crazy, I hate them.
Like, I never heard of a girl that, like, went through the same thing that I did until I posted about it, and I had so many girls reaching out to me, and I was like, I'm not alone.
There's more people that relate to you than people that are like, oh, stop talking shit about your parents.
Yeah,
it's like, you probably have a really good relationship with yours.
Yeah, and I also want to say that just because, you know, we've reconnected with our families and, like, we're super good with them, that doesn't mean that, like, your parents aren't toxic and, like, horrible as well. Because there's some, like, I think we were just fortunate enough that our parents weren't fucking crazy.
Yeah, and our parents changed.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of, sometimes they don't, and, like, sometimes you do have to leave permanently, and, like, that's just the way it is. Like, I know girls that haven't seen their families in 10 plus years, and, like, it sucks, but there's so many people out there that have gone through the same thing. Like, you're not a weirdo for that.
Yeah, and I watched this girl's TikTok, and she was basically saying how, like, her parents want to see her, but she's scared that they might physically harm her.
Which is a valid point.
And I am
I had that so fear, grateful. Too, a little bit. I won't lie. Mm-hmm. Like, when my dad was confronting me, like, when he gave me that call and said he was going to come pick me up in 3 days, me, a bunch of my friends, my family, even some of my family members were worried that he was going to, like, run me over with his car or something.
Yeah.
Which, at the time, obviously, now that I know how he is, I know he would never do something like that, but... There are instances where that does happen.
And in a lot of different countries, those girls they get sent off for marriage. Yeah, or those girls don't live to tell their story. Like, it's very real. And
we're very lucky.
Or that we had the option to come back, because I can't imagine. Like, my heart would break if my parents were not in my life. I'm trying to think, like, what questions do people have for... But you know what? Maybe you guys can comment, because those are our stories or, like, the gist of it. But I want to know what questions you guys might have specifically, because... I feel like it's blackout. I don't even remember the crazy things that my parents did to me sometimes, because I'm, like, trauma, like, denial.
Yeah, we have to
go through, like, if someone asks me a question, I'm going to remember exactly what happened.
For me, though, I feel like after everything, I became comfortable with the fact that I would never see my family again. Like, I kind of came to terms with it. I was like, I'm okay if I don't see them. I'm happy now. I'm, like... But obviously, when they reached out, because I tried to reach out in the beginning. Mm-hmm. My dad was like, I don't need your phone number. Like, I didn't really talk to anybody except for my little brother, my one little brother. Mm-hmm. So I just, after, I feel like, 2-3 years, like, you just kind of accept it.
That's a long time.
And I was just like, I was mentally prepared to never speak to them again, and I was okay with it. Like, I came to terms with it, but obviously they reached out, and then I was like, oh, I'm okay with this. And now I freaking love them. Like, my brothers are the funniest people I've ever met. They have the same humor as me. I love both my parents as well. Like, I think they're such great people, and like,
And all my siblings, like, three of us, so only two of them still live at home, but the three of us, we've moved out, and I feel like it's so similar, like, the way that we talk now about our parents, about our lives, because we have so much more love and appreciation for them now that they're not controlling every aspect. Also, like, you build a lot of resentment for your family and your loved ones living in the same space without being able to leave.
I could not even move back now. Like, I would not. I would lose my mind.
I know. Like, my parents have told me. Somebody's like, oh, yeah, move back. I'm like, I love you. But I will love you a lot more.
I'll visit on the weekends.
Yeah. I'm like, I love you. Exactly. I go all the time. I stay there. They babysit Pumpkin for me. I take him with me. They love my cat more than probably they love me.
Anyways, I'm glad we had our happy endings.
Yeah. And it gets better, you guys. Yeah. I think, as scary as you might think it is, because we were so terrified, it gets so good. Like, it will get better. It will. And if not, if it doesn't get better with them, you will feel better.
Yeah, like, with time. Time heals. Time heals. Work on yourself. Like, start prioritizing your career, your
get
health.
Get finances.
Your finances, stuff. Yes.
And your health. Oh, my God, and your health. Make sure you eat.
Make sure you eat, please. Girl, if you haven't had dinner yet... Mm-hmm.
And
please.
If you're in high school, because, like, I feel like I'm thinking a lot of people are probably past it, but if you're currently going through it,
just wait it out.
Block it out, dude. Block it out. Wait it out. It's going to get better.
Yeah.
And boys don't fucking matter. Look at me in my eyes.
But I feel like that's something that they have to go through themselves to realize, because I was eventually hearing
will not matter.
Yeah, because you always hear it from other people, but you will never understand until you
deal with it yourself. And also normalize breaking up with your friends. Normalize that. Like, you break up with boys because they're bad to you. Break up with girls too. Break up with your friends if they're bad to you, because that's so much worse. Like, I feel like no boy has ever hurt me as much as some of my closest female friends.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for watching.
Is this the end? I don't want it to be over.
I know. Don't worry. We're going to film another episode right after this.
Okay.
Thank you so much for watching, guys. Again, I'm Mina.
This is Eliza.
And this is Glam.
Glam and Gossip.
Glam and Gossip.
Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you stayed all the way till the end, we love you guys. Comment, please give us ideas on whatever
you want. Whatever you want to talk about. Anything. Any topic, anything. Like
anything. Any questions, because I'm going to put them all and we'll answer them throughout.
We'll have like a Q&A.
Yeah, or like get to know us.
Yeah.
As if this wasn't enough. Like, as we overshare. So.
We really overshared. I'm really going to have to go through this while we're editing and just, you know.
Yeah, I'm just going to pause, take a moment to reflect, and then play again.
All right.
Thank you.
See you guys.